an electrifying milestone now in a narrative that dates from the period of the Holocaust and has been decades in the making for one man from Ohio. John Demjanjuk has been found guilty, convicted of being an accessory to murder at a Nazi concentration camp, Sobibor, a death camp in Poland. He was extradited to Germany. He was once a retired auto worker living in Ohio. Steve Evans has been in court for our partner, the BBC.
On the second floor of the modern court building in Munich, an old man in a wheelchair emerges from the lift, unblinded by the flash of the cameras because he's wearing dark glasses. This is John Demjanjuk, wheeled by two police officers to face his accusers in court 266. The charge? Helping to murder 27,900 people when he was a guard in Sobibor death camp. On the public benches are those with an interest, like Rudy Kortisos, one of the people bringing the case against him.
During the time Demjanjuk was in Sobibor, my mother was cast in the chambers, and so this is the last thing we can do, and I can do for her and her whole family, who were murdered during the Second World War.
When you look at that man in the corner, in his wheelchair,
yes,
with his dark glasses on, almost outside the trial,
yes,
in a sense, what do you think?
Nothing. It doesn't give, there's no chemistry, there's no connection, there's no eye contact, there's nothing. He's laying completely still, and it doesn't give me any emotion, nothing whatsoever.
Are you sure that he's the man complicit in the murder of your mother?
I cannot judge whether he is the one or not.
If you don't know, he must walk free, mustn't he? Beyond reasonable doubt, as they say in the English courts.
Nobody recognizes him. He is now 91 years of age. This all happened nearly 70 years ago. There's nobody alive anymore of this generation.
And that's the problem for the prosecutors. With no surviving eyewitnesses, guilt or innocence turns on an ID card from the camp. But John Demjanjuk's defense lawyer, Ulrich Busch, says it's a fake.
The verdict should be an acquittal because there is no evidence that my client was doing anything wrong in Sobibor. There is no evidence that my client was in Sobibor.
The identity card, that is not evidence.
The identity card is fake of the Soviet KGB.
John Demjanjuk seems detached from the proceedings. He sits in his wheelchair in a corner, lying back with a thick foam cushion under his head, unmoved, literally unmoved, by the descriptions of terrible events uttered in lawyerly tones in front of him. What does his lawyer think is going on inside his head?
My client is sitting there in desperation and is thinking only of his family going back to the States, meeting again his wife after he got separated after 63 years of marriage.
Not likely to happen now. Voices there from the Munich, Germany trial of the John Demjanjuk, the former retired auto worker from Ohio, extradited to Germany to stand trial and now convicted this morning of helping to kill nearly 28,000 Jews at the Sobibor death camp in Poland. That piece was prepared for our partner, the BBC, by Steve Evans at the trial in Munich.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.